Matty Morris and her mates are going to have to drive a little bit further from home base to get to the picnics on Saturday with Balnarring move to Traralgon. Matty joins us. How are you, Matty?
I'm well, thanks, Matt. How are you?
I'm very well. That's a real bummer for Balnarring, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit disappointing. I think it's many people's favourite track on the circuit.
Is it your favourite?
Definitely my favourite.
Now, I was just talking to the CEO about the day I remember most at the picnics was when you rode a swag of winners. I don't know if it was Australia Day. It was about 3 years ago, and you were showered in champagne with an oversized champagne bottle, and I think most of the blokes were from a Bucks party, and one of them had a beard and was wearing a dress. Do you remember that clearly or not?
Yes, very much so. And I don't think it was Australia Day. It wasn't Cup Day, but that was probably the best day I've had at the races, and the champagne shower topped it right off.
Yes, particularly in the bloke with the lighten off the shoulder summery dress. I thought he completed the picture nicely. But then life got in the way, an injury got in the way, and we lost you for a season or two not long after that. What took you sideways?
A couple of injuries, really. So I had a medial ligament tear after the season where I rode my Clementina for Cindy, and then I broke my back 2 years ago now. So, and that was at the beginning of the season, so that definitely sidelined me well and truly.
A broken back, that's a minor setback?
Yeah, it sounds much more dramatic than it really is. As far as injuries go, that's probably one of the better ones I've had recovery-wise.
So was there a time where, because you're obviously the partner of Reece Goodwin and Reece's stable is going absolutely gangbusters, but I know you work a bit for Mick Hoogland, and I know you've got a side venture as well that I want to have a chat to you about. Was it the love of the picnics that has motivated you to make a comeback?
I definitely really enjoy the riding, and when the season's in full swing, it is good fun. But also, it's nice to have the cover of insurance by tour incentive. But yeah, it's good when you've got a couple of trainers on your team that, you know, they're not going to send a whole swag of horses there, but just the odd one here and there to give you a little bit more incentive to look forward to going.
Absolutely. As far as the financial viability of the picnics, so obviously for the trainers, it's a labour of love, really, because they cost the same to be trained, but the prize money is helpful, but it's not going to cover a lot of costs. But for jockeys, you know, with the losing riding fee, and I don't know whether there's any compo for travel. I think some of the clubs, I think Mansfield's one that compensates the jockeys for their petrol and so on, is even if you're only picking up, say, two or three rides a meeting, can you make a quid out of riding the picnic circuit for a season?
Yeah, definitely. But I think you'd probably call it sort of pocket money. You wouldn't want to be relying on it to pay the bills. And obviously the more rides you get each meeting, the better it's going to be. But if you're going to places like a bit out of the way, like Swift and Deterring and whatnot, you probably want to be having more than a couple of rides to make that sort of trip worthwhile. But I know a lot of the riders are definitely doing it for the love of it more so than the money.
The love of it has been suspended for a long time this season because of the bloody weather and the constant delays since Cox Plate Day when they were supposed to bounce the ball at Alexandra. How annoying has it been for you and your mates to be stuck in this holding pattern until you went up to Ballarat for the synthetic last week?
It's been a bit disappointing, definitely, but I feel as though the first few meetings, it was pretty much expected. I mean, the weather has been awful. The tracks are gnarly little tracks and they just don't cop any sort of wet weather as it is. And those few meetings at the beginning of the season, like, we were pretty prepared for that wasn't going to go ahead. So Ballarat was a pleasant surprise for everyone, I think. And then now going forward, it's probably going to be a little bit more disappointing when things are abandoned or transferred as of now, because you're sort of hoping that they really start clicking into gear and going ahead. But already, again, Balnarring, transferred, which is it's great that it's been transferred. So we are lucky there. But yeah, hopefully the weather tidies up and we can get rolling properly.
Did you just use the word gnarly?
You're the
second picnic jockey this week to say gnarly. Is gnarly the word of the week in the picnic ranks this week? I reckon it's a great word. Is it catching on? Is it gnarly?
I don't know, to be honest. I've liked that word for a while now, so I'd be interested to know who else has said it, because Reece actually had a greyhound at one stage, a pup, and I said that he should call it Gnarly Rascal, because I just think that would be a great name, because those words are so old school, you never hear them anymore.
Well, that's right. You know who it was? It was Henry Jaggard.
Oh, there you go.
Little H. Jaggard, who had his first ride up at the Syntho, produced Gnarly.
He must have heard me say it.
I reckon he got it off Maddie Morris. There's no doubt in the world. My cousin says ace, and she's been saying it for years, and I love ace. You know, this is ace. So is it going to be ace to go to Traralgon? They raced there last week. They don't race at Traralgon very often. It sort of feels like a picnic track because of how infrequently we go there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fantastic that it's being utilised a little bit more now, because I know they've been holding some official trials there as well, and I have spun a couple around there, and it definitely rides like a picnic track, so I guess we'll all feel a little bit more at home at Traralgon than what we did at Ballarat Synthetic.
I was talking to Troy Kilgour the other day, and I asked him on the radio what his favourite picnic track is, and I started by telling him my favourite memory. One was you at Balnarring, and the other one was Buchan after the fires, and just how meaningful that whole meeting was there. What's your... Yeah. Is there a... If someone has a drink with you and says, Maddie, tell us about your most amazing experience at the picnics, other than being showered in gigantic bottles of champagne... What stands out for you, for listeners who are not yet sold on it and don't know much about it? What are the best one or two memories you've had at a picnic track?
So probably winning the Balnarring Cup was definitely the highlight of my career. It was obviously it's a pretty sought after cup, and the whole experience with that little mare, my Clementina. That season.
She was the Winx of the picnics that season, wasn't she?
Yeah, Pippa Winx.
Exactly.
She was six from six, and we picked up two picnic cups. So it wasn't sort of pinpointing one moment, but she gave me so much joy, and so much joy to the whole team involved with that little mare. Like Cindy's fantastic trainer at the professionals in her own right, and Colin previously before her, but Cindy and Colin both enjoyed coming to the picnics and watching Pippa Winx win there, even in just like trophy races, you know, not even just the cups. Everyone would get so much enjoyment when people would go to the picnics and win. And I feel like that just sort of shows the vibe and the environment at the picnics, how fun it can be. Because one day when people won at Balnarring, it might have been the champagne showers day. Cindy also had a runner at Caulfield, but she rushed from Caulfield to Balnarring to then watch Pippa at Balnarring. And yeah, you know, I feel like that says a lot for how fun it is at the picnics.
And she was there with her owner, Frank, who, and I'm not talking out of school, when Frank had got a bit stale on the city racing scene and going to the races, and I know that Frank said that day that it sort of almost reignited his passion for attending the races when he went and saw Pippa Winx win. And The horses that string a few together develop sort of like a hero following, don't they? Like people get to the mounting yard to have a look at how fit they are. They're going to go around at $1.80 and they give them a massive cheer. They're kind of blue-collar heroes, those horses, for those who attend the circuit, aren't they?
Yeah, it's definitely good when you get sort of a standout horse for the season, and I guess that's also why they have the Picnic Horse of the Year award, and everyone sort of like chases after that if they get a nice one. But yeah, the crowd definitely loves the hero horse, and even when they're not like winning stacks of races. I know I used to ride Golden Cart, and she was just like at Balnarring the queen. Like everyone would like scream at her when you trot her down the straight, just because of the name and the size of her and what she looked like, you know. And the crowd loves that sort of thing.
And the jockeys become heroes too. I remember the picnic horse of the year dinner that we attended at the Frankston RSL. My then 15-year-old son said, "Oh my God, Dad, is that Madison Morris over there?" And I organised a photo, which I think he still has on his phone, let's just say. So he was very proud to have a photo with Maddie Morris that night. Hey, a couple other things. I was talking to Reese yesterday. You got a little business on the side that's going really well.
Yeah, so given that I had sort of endeavoured to go to the professionals and then that back injury sort of put that a stop to that, I decided it was time to sort of forge another path, and I've started my own personal training business, but not swaying away from racing too much. My primary focus is on clients like jockeys and track riders to focus on improving their riding strength and helping their feet improve and their anaerobic fitness and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying that at the moment.
Is there a bit of straddling those oversized blow-up balls? I saw Hugh Bowman do that once and Karen McAvoy, where they straddle the kind of the giant blow-up beach ball type thing. Is that part of the armoury there down at the fitness class?
Yeah, so I do try and incorporate functional mobility for them that's going to improve their balance and riding skills. But at the moment, I'm actually sort of renting a space at a big box gym. So it's not ideally set up for those sorts of clients. But the goal is in future to set up my own space and really get into some of that sort of training, because the guy that trains those jockeys up in Sydney, he makes himself available to do workshops for people that would like to learn in regards to his way. So that's definitely something that I'll be looking at doing in the future when I'm able to set up my own space.
Good on you. Fantastic. And Reese is going gangbusters at the moment, isn't he? You must be proud of him.
Very proud. Yep, he's being a bit up and coming trainer at the moment. And well deserved, because he's definitely working extremely, extremely hard behind the scenes, which, like, obviously people watching the races, they don't see that sort of thing. So it's not as though he's just been handed all these winners. He's worked hard for every single one of them.
Absolutely. Hey, Maddie, great to have a chat, and hopefully we'll see you probably Balnarring on the 15th of January. Would be magnificent, and I'll see if I can organise the bloke in the dress with the beard and the oversized bottle, just in case you set the world on fire down there.
Yeah, just have the champagne ready.
I will. We will. We'll do that. Hey, good on you. Good. Well done with the new business, and fingers crossed for Traralgon on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Maddie Morris there. She's an absolute delight.